This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment I'm hosting. Paul Watson takes over, and then Owen Schroyer in 1 hour. The War Room, and boy, is he ready to unload. Deborah, finishing up your point from Boston. Go ahead.
Hi. So I have an idea. I want to support you, and I want to try to encourage everybody else to support you. And I'm sure you have spectacular numbers as far as how many people are actually tuning in, listening, and watching every day. If every single person donated like $5, and we just had this massive money dump, and maybe you have like, call it like an I Am Spartacus movement.
Love it.
Because if we have like 10 million people that give you $5, are they going to put us all in jail?
If people get excited, there's no stopping them. People have to understand InfoWars is a tip of the spear, but I'm going to take your idea. We're going to call it the Spartacus fundraiser, because all we need is word of mouth and money. We'll beat the globalists. That's why they're trying to cut everybody's money off, not just ours, but the deindustrialization, the shipping the jobs to China. Amazing points, Deborah. We actually got Vivian Kubrick right here. Her dad made Spartacus, and I'm Spartacus, made it really famous. She's down there videotaping. She's making a documentary. And so he popularized that with Spartacus, but that's absolutely true. I didn't even mention that, Deborah. Thank you. Jonathan in South Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the air.
General Jones, as I say thank you, I thank myself and all the other info warriors who are here rowing and paddling and actually bailing ourselves in this rowboat out of this storm that's coming. You know, and as far as elections go, man, this is so great that I can talk to you about this, because I want to jump ahead for just a moment and ask a rhetorical question that I'm going to answer. But do any of us think that this superhuman that we are to become in God's kingdom and go forward and leave all this evil behind, are we ever to answer to any actual authority that we're going to vote on? So the answer is no. So, and then now to rewind back to what the founding fathers gave us, the idea was self-governance. Meaning, and of course, we had to have people that we elected and put there to make sure it all followed through. But we are going, we're going full circle.
We had to be informed. We had to know the topics. They were our representative. In fact, until 1913, same year we got the Federal Reserve, the IRS, they had that amendment. What is the 17th Amendment? I forget. Look at the 17th Amendment. That made the senators elected instead of the legislatures who we elect would then elect the senator, to make the senator a creature of the state to balance the power. The House of Representatives was generally elected, but then the senator was elected by the legislature and sent by the governor, and we need to go back to that.
We need to go to real self-governance where we actually come around and realize, hey, we know how to build our own roads. We don't need to steal from people, steal their money, and then make a pile of it and then go.
No, I agree. I appreciate your call. Paul Watts has taken over, but I want to finish up with this short clip. This is former CIA Director John Brennan that ran the attacks on America and Trump that admits the chemtrails and all the evil involved in every form of evil you can imagine. Here he is being confronted on a big list of crimes. So was John Bolton, and his answer is, you don't have your facts straight. No, we have our facts straight. We know you are a war criminal. Here is this short clip. We'll come back with Paul Joseph Watson. Please stay with us.
How do you respond to the claims that your decision of the Bush and Obama administration led to unnecessary torture? You addressed in there, you know, what you said was necessary, and you said you'll strive not to have any civilian deaths, but the documents leaked by Snowden show a whole other story, show the disposition matrix was not as accurate as you represented it, sir. How would you respond to the critics of you lying about surveillance, saying that there was no mass surveillance of Americans? That's on the record. And originally people didn't want you in the Obama administration because your ties to torture into the Bush administration. Now you rehabilitate your character and become a hero to the left because of your anti-Trumpness. But what do you say to the critics who still care about America not being a police of the world and not doing rendition and torture and kidnapping of Americans? What about the people who've had to sue the U.S. government because they've been tortured? The people who have permanent rectal damage because of the torture that you approved? The people who have permanent shoulder damage because they've been tortured by the U.S. government under your decisions?
I would say get your facts right. All your facts are said right now.
No, they're not. The lawsuits are there.
Pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Summit.News Studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live. It is the Summit News Hour. And it was election day. Now it's election week. And it's going to be election fortnight. Maybe it's going to be election month. When does it end? When does the counting end? When do we get the actual results? You know, Joe Stalin, when 99% of Soviets voted for him, he at least told them that 100% of the votes were in, and 99% of the votes were for Stalin. Americans, apparently now, they don't get that privilege. We have a situation in Arizona, which I'm going to get into in a minute. But again, the wider picture. A historically unpopular president, record low approval ratings, rapidly declining cognitive abilities, presiding over an inflation crisis, an economic crisis heading south in a hurry, and we're supposed to believe he had a better midterm than either Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. Makes absolute perfect sense to me. You have a situation where we can have elections in the United Kingdom where 40, 50 million people vote, and they've counted the vast majority of the votes in a matter of 3 or 4 hours. In Arizona, they're now saying it's going to take until next week. In Nevada, they're now saying it's going to take until next week. Why does Florida have the capability to count 7 million votes in a matter of hours? Why does Texas have the capability to count so many millions of votes in the same time period with vastly greater populations than Arizona and Nevada? And now maybe next week you'll get the results in Arizona and Nevada. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's a complete farce. They're now saying that there are 400,000 more votes to be counted in Maricopa County alone in Arizona. And again, Carrie Lake obviously won. She won after a few hours. All the remaining votes left to count are heavily in her favor for the governor of Arizona. And yet they're doing these strategic voting dumps, still trying to pretend that she's not got a path, got a course to victory. What are they doing? Are they so haughty? Are they so arrogant? Are they so deluded that they think by just delaying counting the MAGA votes, the Republican votes, the Carrie Lake votes, that it's just not going to happen? Count the frigging votes! Why does it take a week? Why does it take 2 weeks? Say what you want about Brazil's election and corruption and vote fraud, but at least they claim they can count the votes in one night in Brazil, which by American terms is a pretty backward country. Arizona, no. Maybe next week, maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday. Who knows at this point? Absolutely incredible. And in fact, Carrie Lake came out today, a few hours ago, in an interview. This is a headline out of Valiant News. Carrie Lake, 100% confident we're going to win. She was confident she was going to win on Tuesday, but you're not allowed to know that because they're not going to count the votes. Promises action to stop future election nightmares. And again, obviously, if she wins, she has presiding control, oversight over the election process itself to make sure nothing like this happens again. So Carrie Lake told Charlie Kirk a few hours ago she's 100% confident she will win, as the majority of votes tend to favour Republicans, but they're not counting them. They're saying, no, you're going to have to wait. We don't know when. There's 60,000 here, there's 200,000 there. We're going to selectively, in a tactical manner, dump certain votes that favour her opponent to try and pretend that she's not going to win. She promised that as governor of Arizona, her first action will be to call a special legislative session where the new Republican Congress will be asked to solve the state's infamous election system, where, of course, they had the massive failures in voting machines, where 70 out of 223 voting locations now, that's up from 60, were beset with these mysterious problems in those areas, and those election day voters, those ballots which heavily skew Republican, that's where they had mysteriously all the problems. Who could have predicted that? She said, I feel 100% confident we're going to win this. I'm frustrated like everyone else. It's embarrassing the way elections are held in Arizona. This is why I've been sounding the alarm since 2020. She went on to say, yesterday we gave them 24 hours and they released 62,000 votes. Again, as I pointed out in a video earlier today, who is counting these votes in Arizona? First grade children? Who's counting them? Why haven't they got enough people to count more than 62,000 votes in a time period of 24 hours? How long does it take to count a single vote? She added, we have 622,000 votes yet to be counted, but they're not giving us the results. And of those, 384,000 are people who took their mail-in ballot and walked them in on election day, because Republicans knew that if they used the U.S. postal system, if they used any of these Dropbox shenanigans, that up in the air whether the vote will actually count or not, given our previous experience. She said, I think we all know how the majority of those people were going to vote. So again, she's still confident that she's going to win this. She says, of the votes that haven't been counted, if they ever count them, they're going to be 2-1 Republican, if not 3-1 Republican, in Carrie Lake's favor. So she's already forming her transition team, even as the predicted markets, the betting markets, even as the Democratic operatives on Twitter all cry in unison that Carrie Lake is going to lose, despite the fact that the votes remaining to be counted are 2-1, in some cases 3-1 in her favor. And again, Blake Masters, of course, in the Senate race is further behind, but people who have looked at these voting ballots that remain uncounted say that Blake Masters has a chance of overturning that deficit if they just count the damn ballots. And of course, if that's the case, Republicans win the Senate, even aside from the runoff in Georgia, which is going to happen in December. But again, the wider point, Biden has a better midterm than Obama or Bill Clinton, despite record and popularity levels. 73%, according to the CNN exit poll, are either angry or dissatisfied with the way America is heading, with the state of the country. Other polls say that's 75%, an even higher number. And yet, it's the best midterms for Democrats in terms of governors since 1986. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Bloomberg reported that Biden, despite his low approval rating and relative absence on the campaign trail, will likely be able to claim the best midterm performance for an incumbent's president party in 20 years. So just like 2020, when he spent half the time in bed, called a lid on it at 12 in the afternoon, 1 in the afternoon, Biden has performed outstanding. Same as Fetterman, of course, who, like Biden, can barely string together two coherent sentences, absolutely crushed Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, won convincingly. So again, Biden, the most votes for any president ever, despite the fact that he barely got out of bed in 2020, despite the fact that he barely campaigned in 2022, has had an outstanding night, an outstanding couple of days. You also have the situation in Pennsylvania with Tony DeLuca. Headline out of RT, dead candidates win U.S. elections. Pennsylvania State Rep. Tony DeLuca won his race for state Congress in a landslide victory, despite the fact that he's been dead for a month. You had similar outcomes in Tennessee, with Barbara Cooper and with Simon Silver in California. Both been dead for months, both won easily. Absolutely incredible. Pima County in Arizona says most of the ballots might be counted by the 14th or 15th next week. So again, we have world elections across the developed world again. Running elections with tens of millions of voters on one night, you know the result of the election within hours. Even backwards countries like Brazil can pull this off. And yet we have the world's premier superpower, America, with the supposedly sophisticated election system, and they can't get it done. For a week, if not more, it's absolutely incredible. They're talking about how many votes are left. They're analysing how many are going to split for Carrie Lake and for her opponent. And it's quite obvious that Carrie Lake, who is now within, what, I think it was 12,000 last time I checked, within 12,000 votes of her opponent, clearly going to win. They should have called it yesterday, if not the day before. It's an absolute farce. We'll be back now.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So I just checked Senate race in Arizona on Google, which gets their data from the Associated Press. There's live updated at 2020 GMT, which is my time, 20 past 8 in the evening, 20 past 2 Central in Austin, where we're broadcasting from. And it still says the same thing it said yesterday. 70% reporting in Arizona. 70% of the ballots are in. That was what it was yesterday. What have they been doing all day? This is a national midterm election. There's been almost 24 hours gone by. No new votes reported, according to the Associated Press. Some of the news outlets and trackers have different metrics, of course. But they're just not updating it. I mean, what is wrong with these people? Absolutely incredible. Nevada, Adam Laxalt still winning. 83% reporting. That hasn't been updated since yesterday, as far as I know. I mean, just call it already. Absolutely incredible. Then you can drill down into the other numbers, of course. There's a lot of black pills flying around over the past couple of days with Republicans. Some people saying the Trump candidate's underperformed because Trump is toxic, there's no more room for Trump, that he should step aside, it's time for DeSantis. Other people saying the GOP establishment sabotaged Trump candidates, withdrew the funding, even used funding to attack them. In the primaries, of course, that's a different debate. If you actually drill down into the stats, as we're presented with them, 70% of 18 to 19-year-olds voted Democrat, and this is literally the TikTok vote. In fact, top Democrat operatives came out and celebrated this on the night, one saying, if not for voters under 30, tonight would have been a red wave. The argument is, oh, as they get older, more and more of them will vote Republican, they'll stop voting Democrat. But again, these people are 18 to 29 years old. How long is that going to take? 20 years? 30 years? Do we really have that length of time? Given the stats on migrant voters, obviously second, third generation, where you have a situation where the percentage of white voters, 73% white voters making up the total voting population, 73%, 58% voted Republican, but then you have 27% non-white voters across the entire United States. And I think the numbers were what? 68% voted for Democrat. If you continue to have mass migration, if you continue to have a complete absence of border control, anchor babies and everything that goes with it, that's just going to get worse every 2 years. Media says you're not even allowed to talk about replacement migration because it's a dangerous right-wing conspiracy theory. Yet in every single election, we see those numbers creep up time and time again. And again, going back to the Zuma thing, no Republican in any key race campaigned via TikTok videos. In the most competitive Senate races, and NBC News reported on this before the election, the four top Democrats in those key battleground Senate races posted regularly to TikTok. TikTok is absolutely huge and it's only getting bigger. Just because the Republican Party barely understands what it is and doesn't use it at all, that's not an excuse. They're posting 10-second cringe dance videos on TikTok, Beto O'Rourke and all these other candidates. Not in his case, obviously, because he got crushed. But this is how they're reaching the Zoomers. Cell phone addicted, 10-second attention span, Generation Z. They're watching these cringe TikTok dance routines and they're saying, I'm going to go out and vote Democrat.
because I want to have promiscuous degenerate sex until I'm 30, 35. And if someone gets pregnant, I need to terminate the baby. That's how they're reaching Generation Z. So again, Republicans pretending that that doesn't exist as a key demographic and ignoring how to do proper outreach by campaigning on TikTok is partly why they got absolutely crushed in that Zoomer vote. Of course, TikTok being what it is, the most censorious platform in terms of social media in existence ever, they will ban conservative content on a whim because of their mass flagging system, where if you say anything right of Stalin, you get your account nuked straight away. Big problem. I mean, people will claim we've solved it to some degree with Elon taking over Twitter, but you really need to focus on TikTok for the 2024 presidential election, because that is where the Zoomer vote lies. We also had the issue of abortion on the ballot in numerous states, including the deep red states of Kentucky and Montana. They had a measure which would have asserted there's no right to abortion in the Kentucky state constitution. That failed in Kentucky. We also had a measure in Montana, deep red state, which would have criminalized healthcare workers not trying to save the life of a living baby after birth. That failed in Montana. Really? If that's true, then that is a huge black pill. They're literally saying a child born either during abortion prematurely should be left to die outside the womb. And they passed that, or didn't pass it in that case, in Montana. Absolutely incredible. The other argument, aside from the GOP establishment sabotaging MAGA candidates, is that all this talk of a red wave produced some kind of lax, blasé overconfidence within Republican voters, and many of them couldn't be asked to get off the sofa and go and vote. They thought it was a done deal. They thought it was a lock-in. We were told before the election that the Congress, the House, was an absolute lock-in, massive, giant, overwhelming Republican gains. Now they're still fighting, struggling, as we wait until next week or next month or next year, whenever the heck it will be, to actually achieve that 5-seat gain that they needed to take the House. I mean, it's still probable they will, but it's not certain. So was there vast overconfidence, naivety, blasé thinking in the fact that Republicans didn't get off their arse, didn't get off the sofa and go and vote? There's also the question about independence. Did they really buy into this hysteria, which was funneled through the legacy media in the weeks before the vote, that if the Republicans performed well, facilitating the return of Trump, Trump, of course, expected to make an announcement within days, whether that happens will remain to be seen. But if Republicans won big this time around, that would mean Trump would become the dictator, there'd be no more elections ever again, and Republicans would literally try to kill your kids. That's actually what top Democrats got up on NBC News and other platforms and said. Did they actually believe that, and did they go out and vote for Democrats in far larger numbers than we expected, really believing that the voting system, democracy itself, was at risk? I suggest not, but apparently that's one of the arguments going around. Meanwhile, Biden says he plans to change nothing in the wake of red wave evaporating. So, of course, you still have these polls, 73% on a CNN exit poll, 75% on other polls saying they were angry or dissatisfied with the way the country was going. Did that mean Biden would want to change any of his approach going into the next 2 years? No, he told reporters today that he planned to change absolutely nothing. Analysts warns there probably won't be an election in 2024. This is Martin Armstrong, who's been very accurate in his previous predictions, saying there may not be an election in 2024 and the United States may not exist after 2032 due to massive societal upheaval and financial collapse, and people not trusting the election system to run fair to even count their votes. Incredible. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
The Globe. globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back, and let's get into some of the COVID news, because yes, COVID still is a thing. I read today that they're talking about discovering a deadly new variant. Still threatening that there could be new, more deadlier variants than Omicron, which wouldn't be hard because it was basically
less than the common cold. I've literally had the latest version of COVID now about three times over the past 3 months. I've had way worse colds. It was literally a 10-12 hour thing, and I'm completely over it. Yeah, they're still fear-mongering. They're still browbeating into the public that it's going to come back, whether that is this winter or not, whether they try to reintroduce all the restrictions remains to be seen. We have this story today. Pfizer boasts of multi-billion dollar COVID vaccine franchise as it marks up price of vaccine by 10,000%. Keep taking your booster. This is Pfizer's chief financial officer, who boasted in an earnings call with investors, David Denton, that the virus had become, quote, somewhat like the flu. Can't say that. 6 months ago, if you said that, you'd be banned and deplatformed. But more deadly. And that the vaccines and antivirals produced by Pfizer to combat it would be relevant for many years to come. And that's quite convenient for them, isn't it? Because they want to meet a projected revenue target this year of $32 billion on the COVID vaccine and the antivirals alone. How are they going to do that after previously receiving $80 billion in profit from sales of COVID vaccines? Well, they're going to triple the price and they're going to mark it up by 10,000%. So they previously charged governments $19 to $30 for each dose of the vaccine, and they're going to hike that up to $130, presumably because far less people are going to take it. So they need to make that margin. So they're going to hike it by 10,000%. Peter May Barduck, Director of Access to Medicines at Public Citizen, said Pfizer had already made obscene profits. No. $80 billion profit, that's not enough. With the company having grossed $40 billion in 2019, $41 billion in 2020, and a projected revenue of total pharmaceutical sales of $102 billion in total revenue this year. No, it's not enough. They need more. Take your booster. Meanwhile, striking correlation between autumn vaccine boosters and excess deaths in England as total non-COVID excess deaths top 23,000. This is still a situation that's developing in the United Kingdom with barely any media attention. The excess deaths crisis continues. 1,232 excess deaths, 12.3% above the five-year average. Again, when there were excess deaths due to COVID, everybody freaked out about it. When it's probably due to the vaccine, nobody cares. Registered in England and Wales in the week ending October 28th, according to the ONS. Of these, 804 were attributed to an underlying cause other than COVID-19, bringing the total excess non-COVID deaths since the wave began in April to 23,000. They're saying that many of the high excess deaths are heart-related. What a surprise. They continued throughout the summer and didn't drop off as the booster campaign finished. And as the graph shows in this article on dailyskeptic.org, the boosters are directly in correlation with the excess deaths. But I'm sure that is just a coincidence and no one needs to worry about it. Get your seventh booster. Pfizer needs $102 billion more in profits this year. Meanwhile, COVID commemoration, you must be joking, again, in the United Kingdom. Of course, we had the loyalty oath to the regime here for about a period of 6 to 7 months, which was people literally going outside their front doors at 8 p.m. every night and applauding the NHS, the health workers, as they were busy doing TikTok dances in empty hospitals. It was a loyalty oath to the regime, to the narrative, to the message. And now, in a sense, they're trying to bring this back. We have a new commission in the UK, which is suggesting we remember those who lost their lives and those who cared for those in need when the hospitals were 40% empty, as well as those who kept our essential services running by having a commemoration. And they're trying to decide on which day we have this commemoration, a national day of remembrance. Of course, this will be completely hijacked. It won't be a day of remembrance for any of the people who died from vaccine injuries. It will be a day of regime narrative loyalty oath reinforcement. So they're saying, should it be on March the 5th, the announcement of the first COVID death in the UK? Or should it be on March the 11th, which is when the WHO declared the pandemic? Again, in homage to the WHO. Should it be March the 23rd, which was the date when the UK was placed under lockdown? So they're literally pushing, potentially, the anniversary of lockdown
to be the COVID commemoration day to bolster the crumbling regime narrative that lockdown was anything other than an absolute outrage, which will end up killing more people than COVID virus could ever dream to kill. The thousands of untreated cancers, people not being allowed to go to funerals to bury their own parents. Suicide rates spiking in young children. Speech-delayed developments in toddlers now soaring 300, 400%. Knock-on effects for years and years to come. Economic decline, poverty, death for years and years to come. Now they're saying we need to have a day to commemorate all that like it was a good thing. Absolutely disgraceful. Meanwhile, research, countries that saw zero COVID lockdowns had the least immunity. Oh my God, what a surprise. Who knew that locking yourself indoors for 2 years and not even exposing your body to viruses, developing natural immunity, which is what has protected the human body from viruses for millennia, that would lead to people having bad immune systems that don't function properly anymore. I went to a family wedding a couple of weeks ago with elderly people generally who had had 3 or 4 vaccines. Half of them had COVID and were spluttering into their face masks. Half of them weren't even able to attend the wedding because they were at home with COVID. Again, all triple or quadruple jabbed. That was fine. Unvaxxed, healthy immune system. New research has revealed that countries that implemented the harshest lockdowns as part of the zero COVID policies, which of course China is now continuing, now have the least immunity from the virus itself. This is a study by the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation, University of Washington, which estimates that China, which still has multiple lockdowns in place, has the lowest level of immunity to COVID-19 on the planet. And yet they're still announcing snap COVID lockdowns where people are literally in shopping malls, in supermarkets, and they announce a snap COVID lockdown and they all pile out the door to try and get home before they're arrested and thrown in a containment gulag, a quarantine gulag. Absolutely incredible that that is even still happening. Other nations that didn't institute harsh lockdowns, including Russia, Singapore, and Brazil, are thought to have the highest immunity level. So all those countries are recovering way quicker. Then, of course, you look at Sweden, which was absolutely savage during the early days of the COVID lockdowns, as basically accusing the government of killing their own people. Guess which country has the lowest pandemic mortality in the entire world as we move, 2.5 years past the first COVID lockdown? It's Sweden. What a surprise. And as this article points out again in the Daily Skeptic, Sweden did much, much better, 10 times better than Chile, notorious for having the strictest lockdowns despite also having one of the most successful vaccination campaigns. So Chile vaccinated vast quantities of their population, strictest, most draconian, most totalitarian lockdown in the early days, and it has exceedingly high mortality rates, whereas Sweden is right at the top of this table, and that's a good thing being at the top of the table, for having low COVID mortality. Sweden, of course, having not locked down, having not forced their population to wear masks, and having not enforced the vaccine mandates, preventing people from going out, going to bars, restaurants, traveling, more so than any of its neighbors, any other European country, Sweden has come out on top, exactly as we predicted. Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We've got three quick videos I want to throw to in this final segment, but first we need to talk about this, and it's something I predicted. UK man sent to prison for 6 months for serving snacks at club during lockdown. Again, we've literally got police dancing the Macarena at gay pride parades, arresting pregnant mothers in their own kitchen for being transphobic on Twitter. But they're really cracking down on hardcore criminals because a 72-year-old man has been sentenced to 6 months in prison for the crime of serving mince pies with wine at his shooting club in 2020 while the area was under a lockdown. BBC reports Morris Snelling broke tier 3 restrictions at Cloudside shooting grounds in 2020 by allowing people to sit in at his premises rather than take away. Oh my God, the absolute gall of it. Mr. Snelling pleaded guilty, God knows why, probably couldn't afford a proper lawyer, to perverting the course of justice, but argued that his club was in the area where restrictions state visitors could sit inside and consume drinks if they were accompanied by food.
So he's basically broken a technicality, this stupid farcical thing at the time where they had to, for example, if you went into a pub, you couldn't just have a pint of beer, you had to have a Scotch egg, because then the pub would be classified as a restaurant. He violated that technicality, and now he faces 6 months in prison. Absolute clown world. And on the subject of crime in the United Kingdom, let's go to this video now, because again, I predicted this a year ago. This video is called I Knew This Would Happen. Let's roll it. Well, they're still not listening to a word we say. Partly thanks to woke policing, we've now reached an ominous milestone. Crime in England and Wales just hit an all-time high. While police are solving the lowest proportion of crimes on record, The Telegraph reports only 5.4% of all crimes resulted in a charge in the year to June, equivalent to just over 1 in 20 offences being solved. That represents a fall from 6.5% in the previous year and is just a third of the charging rate of 15.5%. 7 years ago when records began. Recorded offences also hit 6.5 million, an all-time historic high. Gee, I wonder what could have been happening to exacerbate all this. I mean, police may not be able to respond to burglaries, car thefts and all manner of other crimes, but you can sleep safe tonight, comforted by the thought that the real criminals are on the run. Like this wife of a priest and mother of five who was arrested in her own home for posting offensive things about transgenders on the internet. Phew, don't think I'll even bother locking the door when I go to bed tonight. Politicians must hold police chiefs to account for addressing these mainstream concerns rather than allowing them to fixate on pronouns, privilege and identity politics, said Rory Georgegan, a former special advisor to Boris Johnson on criminal justice. But political correctness is just being nice to people. No, it isn't. This is yet another example where political correctness leads to real-world harm. The more resources you devote to policing people's speech, the fewer resources will be left to prevent and investigate actual crimes. Liz Truss promised to do something about all this when she was Prime Minister for about 5 minutes. What has Rishi Sunak promised to do about it? Nothing. Meanwhile, police are telling members of the public not to intervene when Just Stop Oil activists break the law by blocking major roads. Oh, just let the police handle it. Yeah, and what are the police doing? Nothing. Giving them cups of tea, counselling and dancing with them in the street. Maybe if you get the activists to call you a mean name or post an insult on Twitter, they'll send the riot cops steaming in, no questions asked. Breitbart reports, stop debating gender on Twitter and solve real crimes, Braverman tells police chiefs. This is UK Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who has called on the British police to focus on solving actual crimes rather than debating gender on Twitter in a new speech. Of course, Suella Braverman, being the Home Secretary, actually trying to crack down on illegal migration, where we now have a situation where these boat migrants are arriving on British shores and then just running off into local towns and committing crimes. We had a case 2 weeks ago of one breaking into a woman's home. Local residents are now having to arm themselves with baseball bats or whatever they can get their hands on to defend their homes against illegal migrants invading British shores. But people were more outraged about Suella Braverman using the word invasion. And on that subject, let's go to this video, because previously, the British government were housing migrants at taxpayer expense of £7 million a day in four-star hotels, but now they're actually housing them in five-star hotels in absolute luxury. This video is called It Beggars Belief. Here it is. Here we go again. Every day I think, surely it can't get any worse. Then it gets even worse. Yesterday I told you about the four-star hotel in central Ipswich being used to house illegal boat migrants. Four-star? That's for peasants. The Sun reports that the government is now using some five-star hotels to house illegal migrants at taxpayer expense of £7 million a day. One in four of the hotels used to house them are rated in the top brackets, denoting class, and some high-end resorts nationwide are being blocked, booked for months. Home Office officials are sitting refreshing Booking.com in the hunt for more capacity, a source said, pushing up prices for Brits looking to go away at Christmas and the New Year as supply dwindles. Great Hallingbury Manor, a four-star Tudor-style hotel in Essex, is now being used to house migrants. It has 44 double rooms, 20 rooms and chalets in its wooded grounds and its own lake, picnic area and barbecue. That's better accommodation than most Brits can afford. But get this,
It's still not good enough for the migrants.
According to one employee, quote, they have the run of the hotel, the bedrooms are very comfortable, three meals a day, but some have complained about the food.
No doubt they're whining about the Wi-Fi connection too. Maybe the evening turndown service just isn't up to par.
The employee also revealed, quote, there are about 50 men, all between 20 to 40, from North Africa. Again, all young men, no women or children, economic migrants, not refugees.
Another hotel being used for the same purpose is the Dolphin Inn beside the River Grey Ouse in St. Ives.
Inside the hotel, which has a glorious view opposite a 15th century bridge, they can be seen enjoying digital big screen TVs and using gym gear moved into their rooms.
One local said people used to spend a fortune to stay here or live along the river, so they're doing very well.
Meanwhile, new census data reveals that 1 in 6 people now living in England and Wales were born in a foreign country. This was all started by the Blair government and rapidly accelerated by the Tories. And yet there's still more outrage about overcrowding at the Manston facility and Suella Braverman using a mean word.
Now, there are so many of these boat migrants coming into the south coast right now. Again, some of them being given a taxi service by our own border force at the behest of leftist NGOs who are working with criminal people smugglers. There are so many coming in that they can't buy up enough 4- and 5-star hotels on the outskirts of major cities to house all these migrants in. Of course, the previous system worked in which they would buy up parts of hotels, they would rent parts of hotels, the government would pay the hotels to rent the rooms for migrants, but then you had holidaymakers, tourists, staying in the same hotels, and they would, of course, be aghast at the behaviour of the migrants. Now they have to buy up entire hotels, and that's happening in Ipswich, where they now have to buy up major tourist area hotels in the centre of major towns and cities in Britain to house these migrants, because there are so many coming in. They're just running out of space. People are booking months in advance, posh hotels, 4- or 5-star hotels, for their wedding celebrations. The hotels are phoning them up and saying, no, your wedding is cancelled because we need to house illegal migrants, 4 out of 10 of whom are coming from Albania, a country which isn't even at war. They're drug dealers, they're criminals, and we're just housing them at taxpayer expense in 4- and 5-star hotels. Then you get situations like that that happened up in Wigan in northern England, where some of these migrants, obviously they get bored, they've got nothing to do. They go around harassing and stalking women in a hotel near Wigan where these migrants were staying. You have a high school nearby where 12, 13, 14-year-old girls are walking home from school, getting filmed, getting harassed, sexually harassed by the migrants. They're literally filming the PE lessons in schools because they're perverts. And it's a major problem. The schools are having to tell the parents in these areas to not let their daughters go outside. Breitbart reports people afraid to walk the streets as 1/5 of Irish town now migrants. This is Kilkenny in Ireland, where migrants now reportedly make up over 1/5 of the population. They had a population, total population of about 10,000 in this town in Ireland. Now they've let in 3,200 asylum seekers. They've literally let in about a third, increased the size of the population of the town by a third within a matter of months. And now the people are afraid to walk the streets because these migrants are committing crimes. They're harassing people. They're harassing their daughters. Publication of Irish newspaper, which these individuals report these incidents to, describe themselves as, quote, living in fear. And our government is inviting them all in. We can't deport them because the leftist NGOs and the activists say that that's mean and that's nasty. It's an absolute farce. That's going to wrap it up for Summit News. Our War Room is coming up next with Owen Schroyer. Don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it.
JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.